Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love the show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode. What's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning? Do you grab your phone and scroll? Or do you get up and make your bed? Do your mornings consist of movement and nurturing meals or complaining about having to go to work that day? Today, my loves, we are chatting all about the power of a routine and specifically all about the power of your morning routine. My name is Deandra Nicolette. Welcome back to the podcast. If you are new here, my love, welcome. I'm super excited to have you tuned in for your first ever episode of Manifest Daily. And of course, to my OG listeners, I want to say, hey girl, hey, hey boy, hey, what's poppin', what's good? Welcome back to another episode of your fave. I want to emphasize that what you do with your mornings is very important. In fact, routines have been scientifically shown to be powerful in our lifestyles, allowing us to develop and maintain healthy habits overall. There is such a power in crafting a morning routine that makes you feel good about how you're starting your day and also helps you to show up as your best self regularly. According to an article from the National Library of Medicine titled "The Importance of Creating Habits and Routine" by Catherine R. Arlinghouse, MSRD, and Craig A. Johnston, PhD, routine is consistently found to be important for children. A bedtime routine is associated with increased family functioning and improved sleep habits. Family routines have been linked to the development of social skills and academic success, and adherence to family routines have been identified as important for family resilience during times of crisis. However, the importance of routine is not unique to children. Observational research indicates that individuals in good health engage in highly routine health behaviors. For example, those successful at maintaining weight loss often eat the same foods, engage in consistent exercise, and do not skip meals. I feel like I want to liken that to the guys that I've met in my life who have been very fit and all they eat is like chicken and rice every single day or chicken and beans. There is something to be said about keeping the meals the same, about meal planning and planning in advance to make sure that you have your meal set before that day and all that good stuff. So for those of you who are, you know, the chicken and rice people, maybe the black beans and rice people, yeah, there's something to your routine here and I do respect it. I want to also say that routines don't have to serve the exclusive purpose of helping you lose weight or even helping your kids to stay on track. According to an article from Northwestern Medicine titled "Health Benefits of Having a Routine," routines contribute in other powerful ways, like helping you manage stress better, helping you sleep better, or even helping you get active in your life. We've all been on the end of a ton of routine content these days. These are the types of videos that are very aesthetically pleasing. They may show the person waking up super early in the morning, going to a bunch of different workout classes, having their avocado toast, making their coffee at home with their espresso maker. And I think that kind of content can be really inspirational because it shows us that there is something powerful about having a set routine that we can follow. And it also shows us that a lot of successful people have routines. And perhaps if we don't have a routine, we're inspired to create one to magnetize ourselves to more success in our lives, to get our shit together, to get things a bit organized in our life. One of the best ways that I found for myself personally to ground and to feel as if life isn't so overwhelming is to have a routine. My morning routine is one of my favorite things because when I wake up in the morning and I go through my routine, it allows me to have a little bit of time just for myself in that day. I'm not responding to anyone. I'm not answering work emails. I am not doing anything that I don't choose to do in that moment. I get to set the pace of my morning, and by doing that, I get to set the pace for my day. One of the things that I also really enjoy about understanding the power of routines is understanding that you have the power to craft a routine that suits you in whatever season that you're in. I haven't necessarily seen this online, but I do want to say that if you're also like myself, you might be someone who sometimes fears change. And you almost sort of say to yourself that if you're doing something one way in a certain season of your life, and then you feel called to change that, whether it be through external circumstances that are forcing you to change something, or perhaps you no longer feel aligned, it can almost feel a bit disorienting to change things, especially when it comes to your routine. But there is something so powerful about allowing your seasons to dictate what your routine looks like. In this particular season of my life, I have noticed things that have changed in my routine. I recorded an episode like this about a year ago, so if you're curious, you can go back and listen to that one. I believe it was titled something like My Fall Morning Routine. And of course, it's fall again as I record this. It's literally October 30th. I know that my routine has changed. It shifted a bit, but it also feels like it's very much aligned with the person that I am right now in this particular season. During the summer, when I was in a relationship, I had a different routine that also included my partner at the time. And of course, before then, in the winter and spring months of this year, when I was living in a different location, and I suppose my commute to the gym looked a little differently, I had a different morning routine then. So as your life changes, as you move in and out of relationships, as you sort of change and shift the relationship that you have with yourself, as you pick up new hobbies and let some go, adopt different dietary restrictions or different dietary plans in your life, different lifestyle changes that you want to adopt overall, you will notice that your routine changes. And it's important for you to sort of allow for that fluidity within your life and allow yourself to kind of go with what feels right, go with what feels aligned. I would love to share my current morning routine with you all. And then I would love to share a couple of different key components of a strong morning routine so that even if your routine doesn't look exactly like mine, which it probably won't, you can at least take away from this episode a couple of things that you can use to really understand whether or not you have a powerful morning routine. And if not, maybe understand how you can change a couple of things and shift them to make sure that your morning routine is showing up for you so that you can show up for yourself. Is that a thing? I'm going to make it a thing. So let's go ahead and dive into my current fall morning routine, or I guess it's just my current life morning routine. It just happens to be fall time as I'm telling you guys this. So it's important to note that the morning routine I'm going to outline is what happens on a quote unquote perfect day. Because this is life, of course. So some days I don't wake up exactly at these times, or perhaps I haven't done some of these things in the certain order that I want to do them. But for the most part, this is what happens, and these are the major components of my morning. So I love to wake up around 6 or 6:30 in the morning. It kind of depends on the day. Where I live, we have 2 days a week where trash is picked up. And on the days that the trash is going to be picked up that morning, I usually wake up around 6 so that I can go downstairs, take the trash out of my garage, and put it outside for the trash collectors. And if it's not a day that trash is getting picked up, or I don't have any trash to bring out that morning, I can allow myself to sleep in a little bit longer until about 6:30. So between 6 and 6:30 is when I typically wake up. I find that for myself, waking up early in the morning is the best thing for me because I do, as you guys will hear in a second, work out in the morning. And I find that waking up early in order to allow my body time to really fully wake up to the world and also to allow myself time to go to the gym and get movement in is what works for me. If you are someone that really likes to work out in the afternoon or the evening, or perhaps you just have a different life setup that doesn't allow you to wake up early in the morning, or perhaps you have a life setup that allows you to wake up even earlier than I do. I know some people that wake up around 5 or even 4 in the morning. Do what works for you. But for me, this is a sweet spot for my day. The next thing I do is put on my outfit that I prepped for the gym the night before. So I find that prepping my outfit for the gym the night before is so helpful because I don't know if you guys have heard of this. It's called decision fatigue. It's actually referenced in one of the articles I cited. I believe it's the first article I cited. But they talk about how when you are prompted to make a ton of different decisions in the morning, that uses up so much of your brain power. So by the time that you get to 12 p.m., 1 p.m., 2 p.m. in your day, and you're having to make decisions or you're having to do things at work, your brain is sort of tapped out. Wow, you're already at this place where you've made a ton of different decisions in your day. So in order to really help your brain out for the afternoon portion of your day, you want to minimize the amount of decisions that you have to make. You want to prep things in advance. So this is why things like meal prepping, picking out your outfit for the day, setting up your schedule for the day beforehand or the night before is super, super helpful because it minimizes the amount of decisions that you're going to have to make in that morning. That's also why having a routine is so powerful. Because when you have a routine and you're doing some of these things on autopilot or just automatically, you are minimizing the amount of decisions that you have to make in any given day or any given morning. I find that picking out my clothes the night before just helps me with that. That way I don't have to spend so much time in the morning figuring out which leggings I want to wear, which shirt goes with which pair of leggings, which pair of socks I want to wear. It's all laid out for me and all I have to do is put on the clothes. I have a secret. Well, I guess it's not a secret anymore because I'm literally talking about it at this moment, but the Manifest Daily membership version 2.0 is launching on August 2nd, 2024. An 11-2 day on my numerology calendar, might I add. If you are part of the 2020 membership experience, you will be blown away by what I have in store. The upgraded membership offers exclusive access to a treasure trove of lifestyle and spirituality resources designed to elevate every aspect of your life. From monthly wellness challenges and inspirational emails to guided meditations, live events with guest experts, and a comprehensive resource library, the Manifest Daily membership, reinvented and elevated, has everything you need to thrive on your journey to fostering holistic well-being and unlocking your fullest potential. Sign up for launch notifications via the link in my show notes or head to my website at themanifestdaily.com for more info. And don't forget to add August 2nd, 2024 to your calendar right now, my loves. See you there. No matter how well life is going for me, there's something about that pre-cycle week that's going to throw me off every single time. It's usually a mix of crazy cravings, emotional mood swings, bloating, some sleepless nights mixed in, and that can definitely take a toll on me, especially when it lands on a busy week. This is where Hormone Happy by Happy Mammoth comes in to help. Hormone Happy contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which help the body to adapt to any stressors like those caused by the chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. If you're a woman dealing with things like hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts or low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, or occasional bloating and gas, then you can definitely benefit from Hormone Happy. Happy Mammoth makes no compromise when it comes to the quality of their products, and it shows. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MANIFESTDAILY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MANIFESTDAILY for 15% off today.
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
The next thing I do before I go downstairs is make my bed. It helps me feel like I'm starting off my day in a very organized and clean and precise way. Whenever my space is not tidy or I have a lot of clutter and mess in my environment, I find it very hard to focus or tap in and concentrate. I know that I don't work in my bedroom. Well, most days I do have some days where I'm in my feelings and sad and I will work from bed. I had one of those last week, but for the most part, I'm not working in my bed or in my bedroom. So it's not like I'm seeing the mess, but there's just something about knowing that I've made my bed that allows me to feel really good as I head downstairs to proceed to the next step of my morning routine, which is prepping my morning greens. I believe I mentioned my greens in the last fall morning routine. If I didn't, I mentioned it in some other episode because I have been telling you guys that I've been taking AG1 greens in the morning. Before, I would mix my AG1s with strawberry lemonade just to help cut the taste of the AG1. I'm not a huge fan of the taste of green powders, and honestly, having the strawberry lemonade in there just made it a little bit more palpable, made it easier to drink. However, these days I have been mixing my AG1 powder with half of a lemon, the juice of half of a lemon. I find that it still helps to cut the flavor of the greens powder, and I don't start off my day with sugar because, to be honest with you guys, I eat a lot of sugar, and so wherever I can cut sugar back, I try to do so because that way I can still have my ice cream and my cakes and all the other things that I want to have instead of having it in my AG1s. So I drink that, or I mix that up, and I also take a drop of vitamin D. I also showed on Instagram the other day that I started to add creatine into my diet. I do like what I've heard about creatine, and I know that it can be a great supplement for those of you who work out or lift specifically. However, I've been experiencing a couple of breakouts recently, and I don't know if it's due to stress or just anything else that's going on. The only thing that I've changed recently is adding creatine into my diet regularly. And so I have decided to remove creatine in order to see if my skin will get better. It's nothing crazy, but it's just different for me. And I want to just make sure that it's not the creatine that is causing anything. There hasn't been any research linking creatine to acne, or at least any extensive research, but I have come across a couple of different personal stories and articles online of people who did start to incorporate creatine into their diet and noticed that they were breaking out. So I just want to cut back on that just to make sure that it's not the creatine causing that. As far as my vitamins go, that was one thing that I also changed in my morning routine. I don't take vitamins these days because my AG1s actually have a ton of different vitamins in them. And so I don't want to double up or triple up on some of these vitamins in my diet because the AG1s just have so many different things in them. The only thing, like I said, that I take in addition to the AG1s that's a vitamin is just vitamin D. So now that I have my AG1s and my lemon juice mixed together, I grab that drink. Oh, I also put ice in there because ice helps so much with green powders and green juices. It doesn't taste as vile if you add some ice in there. So I grab my drink and I also grab my ice face roller. I got the Skinny Confidential face roller a couple of weeks ago because I follow Lauren Bostick on Instagram and I always see her using her face roller, and I was definitely influenced. And there was one morning where I woke up and my face was so swollen and so puffy, and I was like, why is this happening to me? And that was the morning that I decided I had to invest in an ice roller. I grab both of these things and I head upstairs to my bathroom so that I can finish getting ready, drink my AG1s, and roll my face. The rest of getting ready usually just consists of doing my eyebrows, maybe doing my edges for the morning. Since I have box braids in currently, it helps cut down on time so much. I don't have to lay down a wig or think about which wig I'm going to wear or find my hat or anything like that. I literally just put my hair up in a ponytail or a bun. So the time to get ready, besides getting dressed, takes a little bit less time. And during that time, I'm either playing a podcast or calling my mom or sometimes listening to music, and I'm ice rolling my face. I'm drinking my AG1s, and it helps a ton because I feel like I'm doing all of these different things that I really enjoy. I mean, minus the green juice, but I'm doing a lot of things that I really enjoy, and I get to kind of slow down and have a more relaxed morning. One thing that you guys will notice that has changed since my last fall morning routine is that I have stopped drinking pre-workout, which is wild. If you would have told the version of myself in that particular episode a year ago that I would not be drinking pre-workout damn near every morning, I would have been like, what are you talking about? Pre-workout is life. I love my pre-workout. And that was so true. One of the things that actually changed for me, or shifted my mindset rather, when it came to pre-workout was that I was having a lot of trouble sleeping in the evenings. I went through a really stressful end of my summer. It was the move. It was the breakup. It was just kind of feeling like life was really overwhelmingly upsetting at the time. And I had a lot of different changes in my health when it came to all of that stress. At one point, I actually was not menstruating. It happened for like a month, and that has never happened to me. Ever since I've been off birth control, my cycle is very regular. I use an app to help me predict my cycle, and it's always either the day it's supposed to come or perhaps the day before, the day after, but it's pretty much right on time. So losing my cycle as a result of stress and a lot of anxiety and sadness that I was facing this end of summer was something that I wasn't really used to. And so I thought that my struggle with sleep was also related to that. But it continued on. And one of the changes I decided to make was to cut down on my caffeine consumption by a ton. So I would normally have my pre-workout in the morning, and then I would go to the gym, and then I would get a coffee after the gym. What I didn't realize was how much caffeine I was consuming. I knew there was caffeine in my pre-workout, but I never really felt the effects of caffeine, which should have been a sign in and of itself, right? But I never really felt the effects of the caffeine, and I didn't realize how much of it I was consuming. And so when I actually realized, I was like, wow, this is a lot. I'm surprised that my heart is still well. And I ended up deciding to cut out pre-workout, and then now whenever I get coffees, 99% of the time I get decaf. The other 1% of the time happens to be when I go to Starbucks to get their blonde espresso, and their blonde espresso doesn't come in decaf, and I really like it with the white mocha, so I usually just get it decaf then, or I usually get it caffeinated then. But yeah, I've pretty much cut out most caffeine. And I remember going to this yoga experience and we shared a couple of things, and they were like, oh my God, you drink coffee, but it's decaf. Like, that's no fun. And they were like, that's like non-alcoholic alcohol. And I was like, honestly, it's still fun because I get the taste of coffee. I get the taste of the espresso. And let's be honest, most of my coffee is sugar anyway. So I get my little sweet treat and I don't have to worry about the caffeine consumption. And I promise you guys, it's helped so, so, so much with my sleep. I would have never thought I would be here at this point in my life, but I'm really happy that I made that decision. I sleep much better. The first month was definitely rough. It was hard to get out of bed in the morning to go to the gym. And when I got to the gym, I did not want to do anything. I did not want to lift those weights. Girl, I was not trying to run. I was not trying to walk. I barely wanted to even be there. But I got through that first month, and now it's a lot easier. There are still days where I wake up and I don't want to go to the gym, or I don't really want to do anything physical. But then I have to rely on my discipline and motivate myself to get up and not necessarily rely on that pre-workout. So once I finish drinking my AG1s and I have finished ice rolling my face, bed is all made, I am all dressed, eyebrows are brushed into place, I brush my teeth, I grab my sneakers, and I head to the gym. Most of my mornings, my workouts are a combination of walking uphill and lifting. There are some mornings where I go to workout class at my gym, so perhaps a Pilates workout, a bar workout. I really want to incorporate yoga. I haven't done that yet in the mornings at the gym, but that is like a possibility for my upcoming workouts. So I do all of that. Of course, I'm listening to my music and turning up. Sometimes I watch a vlog when I'm walking on the treadmill, because I find that watching a vlog just helps the time pass so much quicker. Sometimes I'm listening to music and it feels as if the time is passing so slowly. So watching a vlog is my way of switching things up and allowing time to feel as if it's passing faster while I'm doing my walk. And then I head back home and I shower before having breakfast. Again, perfect day, because there are definitely some days where I head back home and I'm jumping straight into a meeting and I feel so gross, but I have to do it. And of course, I have to shower after. But for the most part, I get to shower once I come back home. Before I jump online for work, I love to look at what my day consists of. So I love to use my Manifesting Gold Digger planner. If you're not familiar, this is a planner, a daily planner that I have designed and created. You can find it on my website at shopmanifestdaily.com. But I use that planner and I love to plan out my top priorities for the day. So in the planner, there is a side that has all of your time blocks laid out by hour, which you can use to time block your day. You can plan out when you're doing your workout. You can plan out when you have your meetings. You can plan out when you're having lunch, all of that good stuff. But on the other side of the planner, I have a section where you can outline your top priorities for the day. These are basically the three things that if your day just went to shit and you could not accomplish everything, what are the three things that you really, really, really want to get done? There's also room to write in your movement of the day, track your water consumption, write out your intention for the day, and also do a bit of reflection at the end of the evening to ask yourself, what have you learned for the day? Along with, what is something that you're proud of yourself for achieving for that day? Now, I want to go into a couple of different components for a strong morning routine. These are four different components. I probably should have just gone to five. Why did I not just go to five? Let's see if I can think of a bonus five on the spot. But the first one that I have for you is to review your schedule and make sure that you understand the main goals of your day. This goes back to that section that I just talked about in the Manifesting Gold Digger Planner. You don't have to have a Manifesting Gold Digger Planner to do this. You can do this in your regular planner. You can do this on a piece of paper, on a journal, on your computer. But I find that when you have a moment to actually review your schedule and think about what you intend to do with your day, what is the main goal, you go into your day a lot more focused. You are like a sharp arrow pointing at your targets, and you know exactly what your targets are. There's a quote that talks about how it's not about the speed of which you do things, but it's about your direction. Where are you actually aiming? Where are you pointing, and where are you going? If you don't know that, then you are going to find that your days are very chaotic, very confusing. You don't really have anything leading you or guiding you. So making sure that you understand how your day is going to flow. And not only that, but understand exactly what it is that you need to get done that day, what it is that's most important for your day, is going to set you up for the most success. The second component that I have here for a strong morning routine is to make your bed. Like I said, there's something really powerful about starting your day off on a very organized note. This sets the tone for your day. I was doing a lot of different research on morning routines in general, and I kept seeing making your bed as one of the key components to a strong morning routine, and I had to make sure I included it because I know that it is something really powerful in my morning routine as well. The third thing I want to highlight is to do something to inspire your day. The way that I inspire myself in the morning is through podcasts or affirmation episodes. I have a lot of different affirmation episodes on the Manifest Daily podcast, so you can go back and listen to any of those if you want help with coming up with some affirmations for things like love, friendship, community, money, career, etc. Check those out. But I love to listen to podcasts in the morning. Some of my favorites include the Him and Her podcast and Gals on the Go. I have a couple other ones, but I feel like those are the two that I really love to listen to in the morning because they make me feel so good. They inspire me. I feel like I've either learned something or perhaps I've just laughed in the morning. It doesn't necessarily have to be a podcast that makes you feel like you're learning, because I know for everyone that's not the vibe that you want to dive into as soon as you wake up. But maybe you have a podcast that makes you laugh. Maybe it's this one. I know this one's a little bit more chill than usual, so perhaps you're not laughing in this one. It's a serious matter, okay? Your morning routine is a serious, serious matter. So you gotta take it seriously, okay? Find that show, find that thing that helps you feel inspired in the morning. And if that for you is this podcast, if that for you is a TV show, I don't really know. Perhaps you don't need to be watching TV first thing in the morning, but you get the vibe, okay? Something that inspires you, something that wakes you up, something that allows you to start your day off on a very positive and inspirational note. The last thing I want to highlight is having a very slow and intentional morning. I want to say that whether you wake up at 6 a.m., 7, 4, 5, it does not matter. The morning routine is for you. This is all about how you can optimize your day to show up as the best version of yourself. So if you want to start your day in a way where you are reading in the morning, perhaps you want to start your day making a really nice rich pot of hot cocoa, I don't know, whatever you do, make sure that you craft a routine that allows you to take time out for yourself. During the day, we are met by so many demands from other people, whether that's our employer, our children, our pets, it does not matter. People are demanding so much of us every single day. And that's understandable. I mean, that's life. You got to go out there and indulge. You got to get that money. You got to, you know, show up as a good husband or wife or daughter or whatever. But if you can take some time out in your morning to start your day off and make sure that it's all about you, you get to choose the pace that you go at. You get to choose the order of events, the order of operations, if you will. You get to choose what you get out of this morning. That is going to set you off on such a powerful and beautiful note for the rest of your day, because you have taken the time to pour into your cup before you are even pouring into anyone else's cup for the rest of the day. I hope this episode has been inspirational to maybe help you understand what are some things you can add into your morning routine, maybe help you understand a bit more of the Manifesting Gold Digger Planner if you're not sure what that is, or even just help you to confirm that you have a really solid and beautiful morning routine in place. If you're not someone that has a morning routine in place and you want to start, hopefully this has helped you to understand a couple of the components that you should really think about as you're crafting your morning routine. I want to thank you you guys so much for tuning into this episode, for listening. And of course, if you're listening in real time, happy Halloween. I hope you guys have fun celebrating. I went out this weekend and I am simply unwell because I typically don't go that hard when it comes to going out. I typically don't even go out. You guys know I stay in my house, okay? I'm a homebody through and through, but I've been trying to get outside more these days just to make more friends, possibly find a cutie out here, you know, that wants to take a girl out on a couple of dates or whatever. And, you know, I realized that perhaps I can't find my friends and my man in my house, you know? So I've been trying to go outside a bit more. But I went outside this weekend, and when I tell you, pull me back inside, okay? Pull me back inside. I did a little bit too much. Oh my God. I literally like kept saying, guys, I can't drink that much. I like have a date tomorrow because I had a date on Sunday. I love how all of that, just like, where did that go? Where was that intention set? Where did that go out the window? Like, I literally was so lit. Like, and it was so funny because before we went out, some of the girls were talking about how when they go out, they're like out till 6 a.m. and yada, yada, yada. And I was like, ooh, I'm leaving by like 1. I'm leaving by 1 or 2 max. Like, I have to go home. Why was I on my way home at 4 a.m.? Y'all, please pack up my bags. Get me out of here. I have to go. Because what was that about? So anyways, definitely like did not get into any of my morning routine back on Sunday morning because I was simply unwell. I still had like my date, but I was just like not feeling great at all. And thankfully the person that I went out with was just very patient and understanding and did not judge me too much for the fact that I was so hungover. But I'm looking forward to enacting my full morning routine tomorrow. Today was like another down and out day because I was still recovering from the recovery. Okay. But Tuesday, tomorrow, as you guys are listening to this, I'm back. I'm there with you. I'm in the trenches. Well, it's not the trenches. Okay. I'm in the morning routine energy with you. And I'm very excited. And I think that's about it. So let me know how you enjoyed this episode. Oh, another thing I want to fill you guys in on. I guess I'm doing the updates at the end of this episode because I don't know. I don't know if you guys have been noticing this, but the eclipse energy, this energy did not come to play. Things have been ending. I have just been feeling like time does not exist. I know I always talk about how quickly time moves. Eclipse season is a different beast when it comes to time. Time who? Time where? 1 week ago or 1 week feels like several months. It's crazy. Like, it's just time is passing so, so fast. So I literally made a couple of changes during this eclipse season. And it's so funny because I had completely forgotten that when you look at my natal chart in Placidus, this particular eclipse is taking place in my third house. Of course, if you look at it in whole signs, it's in my fourth house, but in Placidus, it's in my third house. And third house, if you're unfamiliar, is all about social media, communication, media, writing, podcast, you know, all of those different things. And I had such a random moment. I think it was the day before the eclipse where I made my Manifest Daily Instagram like completely, I want to make it completely devoid of like me in a way that sounds so drastic. Okay, maybe not that drastic, but I essentially revamped my old Instagram, like my DeAndre Nicolette one, which I had disappeared from that Instagram years ago simply because when I started Manifest Daily and I would be posting about my podcast or posting about all of the different things that I was doing, I felt like people weren't getting it. You know, there were people from high school and people from college, and I didn't really feel like I had my community over there. So I left and I decided to build a whole new community, hence the Manifest Daily Instagram. But now I'm at this place where I feel like I want to really expand what Manifest Daily is. And I feel like I've been struggling a lot with that lately, just in terms of how to expand what that looks like. I think it makes sense. I'm going through my Saturn return. There have been a lot of changes in my life recently, a lot of different endings. And I'm just kind of contemplating what it is I want to do, the next steps. And it was so funny because the day before the eclipse, I literally just went back on DeAndre Nicolette. I made the Manifest Daily pretty, professional. Like, it's no longer a picture of me as a profile picture. It's like the logo. It's I just made those changes and I've been leading into them. And again, so funny, given that the eclipse took place in my third house, which is all about social media. So I'm very interested to see how those changes proceed and like what happens as time goes on. And I'll keep you guys updated. But in any case, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to check out the Manifesting Gold Digger Planner, it is on my website at www.shopmanifestdaily.com. Keep an eye out for Black Friday celebrations on the website. I don't believe the planner itself will be on a discount, but I am going to be doing some other fun things over there. So if you're interested, definitely check out the website. And if you're in the Dallas area, definitely stay tuned. I'm doing some markets here in Dallas this November, so you can come find me at a market so I can meet you. You can grab a planner. Oh, one other major announcement. Oh my goodness, I can't believe I forgot to announce this to you guys. I'm going to have to like do it in another episode as housekeeping early on. I have partnered with a yoga studio here in Dallas called Shala Yoga Loft. It's in the historic downtown Plano, Texas area. And I'm hosting 6 different manifestation workshops in 2024. So these 6 different workshops are taking place from January to March of 2024. There are only 7 spots available because the area in the shala that I'm actually hosting the workshops is kind of a small loft in the yoga loft, in the yoga studio space. So there's only space for about 7 people in addition to myself to be in that space for me to teach my workshops. But if you are in the Dallas area, if you're new to Dallas, or if you know someone who is new to Dallas, share this with them, because this is great for anyone who is wanting accountability when it comes to their goals, who's looking for community, and who just wants a little bit more extra support as they're manifesting their dream life in 2024 and beyond. So my loves, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I will leave the link down below for the Shala Yoga Loft workshops if you're in DFW or would love to share with someone who is in the area. I would love to see y'all there, and I think it's going to be an amazing and transformative workshop, and I'm super, super, super excited. So happy Tuesday. If you listen to this in real time, happy Halloween. I will chat with you in the very next episode, my loves. Bye. Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your 2nd or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love the show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode.